This is Cedric Clute talking to you on KVGC Radio 1340 on your dial, wishing Amador County many happy returns of the day. Amador County, she may not be the biggest county in California, or the richest, or the best educated. We may not have the trendiest stores, or the best restaurants, or vegan cafes, and we may not Google, text, and tweet as much or as well as other counties. But there is one category in which we beat all the other counties hands down. So I say our county of Amador is by far the most interesting, the most unusual, and the most unpredictable of all 58 counties in this great state of California. And Amador County has been this way from the day she was born. Most California counties began life in a peaceful, orderly fashion. Laws were followed, people agreed with each other, and documents were signed. But events were not quite that orderly here in Amador, not by a long shot. Actually, Amador began life in 1850 as sort of a Siamese twin, and it's all very confusing. She was part of Calaveras County when Double Springs was elected county seat, but Jackson wanted none of that. So two swells by name of Charles Boynton and Theodore Mudge buggied into Double Springs one day and headed for the local saloon, which was also the Hall of Records for Calaveras County. They bought drinks for the house, grabbed all the official documents they could carry, tossed them in their wagon, and ran off to Jackson. As a result of this purloining of papers, Jackson became the center of government for Calaveras, not Double Springs. Well, this satisfied nobody, and finally an election was held. The vote tally seesawed back and forth, and when no one could agree on the outcome, the officials gave up and declared the count in favor of Amador. Thus, out of chaos, the county of Amador was born. The date was June 14th, 1854, and what a life she's had in these past years. The Miwok people were the first Amadorians, or Amadorans, or Amadorines, no matter, call us what you will. But then gold was discovered in the mother lode, and miners came, and every conceivable kind of person followed them, hoping for a better life. Men and women and children arrived in Amador, and they came overland by wagon and on foot, and they came from the east coast to the west coast, across Panama by bungo boat, and around the Horn of South America. A trip that we make in 9 hours today took those pioneers 9 months to complete. They arrived from every corner of the world. The Serbs and the Croats and the Dalmatians worked in the mines. So did the English, Irish, and Cornishmen. The Italians came, and they homesteaded and worked the land. Others came, and they logged and provided timber for the mines, and the raising of cattle and sheep, hogs and chickens became a way of life for many. It was entrepreneurship on a grand scale when no one even knew the meaning of the word. People had personality, and individuality was encouraged. This is what made Amador County great, and what makes it great today, our people. Amador has a population of 38,000. California has 38 million. That's one Amadoran for every 1,000 Californians. But I'll bet Amador County has given the world a much higher percentage of people worth knowing than one in 1,000. Take the town of Volcano, population 100. They have Angelo J. Rossi, born there in 1878, mayor of San Francisco, and the first mayor of 100% Italian descent of a major American city. General Harry the Horse Liversedge, his regiment raised the flag on Iwo Jima's Mount Suribachi during World War II. Born in Volcano, buried in Pine Grove. And A.P. Giannini, who founded the Bank of Italy and Bank of America. He married into the town when he courted and married Clorinda Cuneo, who was born in Volcano. And let's not forget Jock and Muriel Thibault, lovers of history, proprietors of the Jug and Rose, and their dog George, who lived to be 24. Or Rosie Gellick, who was the heart of Volcano and who greeted every town visitor with a smile and a wave. Moving on, you have Fred Joyce, who helped the seniors of Amador County in so many ways. And you have Babe Garbarini, proprietor of the Amador Ledger, who wrote all his editorials on an ancient linotype and who wasn't afraid to say what he was thinking. And Azalea Cuneo of Sutter Creek, who remembered just about everything that happened in the county. And you have her dad, who had a plumbing shop on Main Street, Sutter Creek, and who assisted Dr. Goodman, whose office was right next door, when the doctor had a difficult operation. And there was John Begovich, athlete, miner, war hero, judge, senator, supervisor, family man. He received the Silver Star for heroism during World War II, and John was always there when some little person in the county needed help. And let's not forget Sheriff George Luco, who somehow managed to keep the lid on Jackson during those wild and crazy years when gambling and prostitution were the economic backbone of Amador County. How about Spinetti Brothers Hardware on Main Street in Jackson? They never turned anyone away, even if they had no money. And Mamie Onetto and the Azure Club, where it was Christmas every day, and New Year's, and Halloween, and the 4th of July, too. So, from all of us in Amador City and Ione, Jackson and Plymouth, Sutter Creek and Martell, Volcano, Fiddletown and Drytown, River Pines and Mount Aucum, Buckhorn and Pioneer, and from all of those men and women now long past who lived in forgotten towns like Bonifoy and Carbondale, Dewdrop and Fort Ann, Snake Flat and Firebrick. Happy, happy birthday, dear Amador. May you always reign supreme. Sunrise.